Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18:29. Johannesburg, 16:27. Polokwane, also 16:27.
Highways having a nightmare today. There's a crash in Centurion on the way towards Buerta Avenue, causing trouble on the N1 northbound. The N3 decided yesterday was so nice we'd do it twice. And there's a crash on the Mike 1 southbound after Smith Street. That's backed up from Houghton.
In your sport headlines, Novak Djokovic threw to the semi-finals after beating Carlos Alcaraz in the quarters of the Australian Open, and JSK coach Stephen Fleming laments the injuries that have plagued his side.
At least two people have died in a shack fire in Diepsloot, north of Johannesburg. They've been identified as a 26-year-old woman and a 2-year-old baby. In another incident, 11 shacks were destroyed after a blaze broke out in the Honeydew informal settlement.
EMS continues to implore the residents of Johannesburg to ensure that all electrical appliances are switched off after use.
That plea from the Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson, Tloli Khumalo. And the Sexual Misconduct Tribunal against the Eastern Cape Judge President Selby Menenge has continued with a cross-examination of the complainant today. Andiswa Mengo has accused the judge president of making unwanted sexual advances towards her between 2021 and 2022. Menenge's lawyer, advocate Mutsi Sikakane, has sought to poke holes in Mengo's testimony, raising discrepancies in her initial statement and the one submitted to the tribunal.
If we find any lie told by an accuser, we must treat it with the same kind of condemnation as the sexual harasser himself, if we so find. It would be a travesty if anyone raised a charge like this when it is not genuine.
And one of the many directives signed by America's next president, Donald Trump, is withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement, which was designed to limit rising global temperatures. The only other countries who didn't sign this agreement is Iran, Libya, and Yemen.
It's actually shocking that we have arrived in this situation.
Professor François Engelbrecht, director of the Global Change Institute at the Wits University, laments Trump's decision.
What we do need is very strong leadership from the United States and China. And I'm afraid we are now facing up to a situation where we are having exactly the opposite, where one of the superpowers is in fact rejecting what science is saying about global change being such a threat.
Meanwhile, a panel of editors at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland shared their initial impressions following Trump's inauguration. Mina Al-Orabi, editor-in-chief of National News, spoke on China and U.S. relations.
I don't think there's a solid China policy for Trump, so that's one of the unpredictable elements that people are looking towards and are not sure. But I think also China today is looking different from where we were 5-6 years ago.
I'm Marlene Versheer, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Twee mense, 'n vrou en 'n baba, is in Diepsloot, noord van Johannesburg, dood tydens 'n brand.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Game start.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.